Welcome to the Bones and Stones Museum. I am your guide, Ashley. I am a paleontologist who works here at the museum. Do you know what the word paleontology means? Paleontology is a fancy word that means studying really old things. Paleontologists are scientists who study the pieces and parts left behind by animals and plants when they die. They use these old pieces and parts to help us learn how animals and plants lived a long time ago. When some animals and plants die, they are covered quickly by mud, sand, or tiny pieces of rock. As more mud and sand build up on the body and plant parts, they are left deep in the earth, where the sand and mud harden into rocks over time. The body and plant parts make a shape in the rocks, and rocks with these shapes are called fossils. Paleontologists are like detectives. They look for clues from fossils to find out how animals and plants used to live. They use special tools and their God-given brains to figure out what happened in the past. Paleontologists have different names based on what they study. Some paleontologists are called paleozoologists. Do you hear the word zoo in there? What do you think they study? They study the fossils and bones of animals, such as dinosaurs. It's very exciting for a paleozoologist to uncover a dinosaur bone. Some of these animals had backbones, like you and I do. They're called vertebrates. Paleozoologists also study animals that don't have backbones. Those animals are called invertebrates. Some examples of invertebrates are crabs, starfish, and dragonflies. A paleozoologist might dig up a hard piece of mud that has hardened into rock in hopes of finding a snail shell or the shape of a crab that died. Animals aren't the only things that leave behind parts. Scientists called paleobotanists look for the fossils of ancient plants, such as trees and ferns. And lastly, some paleontologists study tiny fossils that need special equipment, such as a microscope, to be seen. What part of the word microscope means very, very small? Micro. So a paleontologist who studies very tiny plants and animals is called a micropaleontologist. A micropaleontologist might study a powder called pollen that was released by an ancient tree. To find fossils, paleontologists sometimes have to travel to faraway places, such as deserts, that were once underwater or anywhere there are large formations of rock where fossils are more likely to be. They carefully dig and collect fossils, making sure to write down important information about where they find them. Using special tools in a special room called a laboratory, paleontologists clean and study the fossils. They might use power tools to take away big pieces of the rock around the fossil. After that, they use smaller hand tools, such as picks, to carefully take away the rest of the rock and dirt to reveal the fossil. Finally, paleozoologists use what they learn from the fossils to figure out how animals moved, what they ate, and even how they lived together. Paleobotanists determine what plants looked like and how they survived and grew. Paleontologists have taught us many things about Earth's past. Finding dinosaur bones helps us piece together what they may have looked like and how they lived. Discovering plant fossils tells us about ancient forests, and studying the tiniest fossils helps us to learn about what Earth was like a very long time ago. Paleontologists are like time travelers who help us understand what life was like before we were alive. They study fossils and use their detective skills to unlock the secrets of Earth's past. Isn't that fascinating? It's a good thing these expert scientists are willing to spend their lives looking for clues in rocks.